Yeah.
Mr. Haldeman.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was deliberately sitting here when he called Bird, so I know that Bird told him, because he repeated it several times, that the thing is next Wednesday, not tomorrow.
Good.
So maybe McGregor's intelligence was not right. But.
Well, but what he apparently it was originally scheduled for tomorrow.
Whatever it
or
is.
Or for this week, and then Bird put it off, which our guys didn't know.
Maybe that's it. But I think what happened is that Fulbright requested it. But
that's right.
I said, now, Henry, are you sure that... he says, no, he repeated it. It was over Wednesday, so I...
Good. Well, I think that's great.
Christ, that's true, but at least we'll...
But we can check that back indirectly and make sure, but... There's nothing. If it isn't, there's nothing we can do about it.
Now we're all on salvo on this thing. The only Henry will have the copies of the speech, which he'll give to the television people at 8:15 when he
right.
briefs them.
Right.
He'll give it to the press at 9 when he briefs them.
Okay.
With the hold.
That's fine.
And that's all you really wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And as far as our own people, they don't have to see it. Let Henry brief them on it. Because
I want to take those pages out for our people, though. The key points, so they can use that to write up the comments for congressmen for afterwards.
Right.
See, we won't give those points even to the congressmen. We'll simply give them a suggested comment to release after the speech. But we need to write them up. We won't do that till 7:30. We won't give them the text. We'll just give them
We don't know how people react to the rhetoric.
That's right.
To the rhetoric.
No, I think
rhetoric may or may not be something. So I wouldn't.
I'd much rather have our people see it for the first time
on
TV,
because
we want them to get the emotional charge.
If they do, yes.
And they don't have to write a story for the morning paper the way that.
That's right. And as far as our people are concerned, they may get the feel of it. They may not. You can't tell.
Yeah.
As we.
I think they will. See.
Well, we can't put it quite as hard as I put it last night. These fellows know, McGregor and all wouldn't realize that, but, you know, there are some rather grave diplomatic problems in what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
But I'm making the point.
Great.
But it isn't going to be made as tough as last night. It can't be made as, you know...
Well, it was interesting, because Clark, of course, was very much impressed personally and quite overwhelmed last night, but as the day's gone on, and he's gotten more and more comments from people that were there, his reaction is... strengthened hour by hour, and that's why and he just said he felt he knew, you know, wasn't his job to give input on speeches, but that he just had this reaction that
we're always interested in anybody's
well opinion. He had to report that he said I don't know whether that was a precursor of tonight or not, but if it was it was effective as hell.
Sure. Well, this was the part, as I told you, that our boys still ought to come out. Probably, I think it's
Well, I knew that, but I didn't tell him that. I just.
But Henry and I had. I mean, I had decided that he just had to stay in, and he's
good.
He at least sold Andrews on it, and I suppose that Andrews have a problem with price. But anyway. Well, you know, everybody has a different view, Bob.
You've listened to their view and weighed it,
and you've
got to go with what you think is the right thing to say.
Everybody has a different view on this thing, so that's the way it's going to be. Thank you. All right.
Good.